From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Brazil's president is kicked out of office. Brazil's Dilma Rousseff was stripped of the country's presidency Wednesday in a Senate impeachment vote ending 13 years of leftist rule in Latin America's biggest economy. The 68-year-old Rousseff was convicted by 61 of the 81 senators of illegally manipulating the national budget. The vote, passing the needed two-thirds majority, meant she was immediately removed from office. Pro-impeachment senators burst into a rendering of the national anthem, some waving Brazilian flags, while allies of Rousseff stood stony-faced. Veteran center-right politician whom Rousseff accuses of using the impeachment process, her vice president, was then to leave for the G20 summit in China. More on our website at voanews.com. Russia's defense ministry said Russian warplanes killed up to 40 IS militants, including Abu Mohammed al-Adnani, during a bombing raid near Aleppo province on Tuesday. However, a senior U.S. defense official now tells VOA that Russia's claim is yet another attempt at disinformation. Officials said al-Adnani was being watched for some time and he was killed in an airstrike on a vehicle near Washia, a village north of Aleppo. Islamic State itself announced Abu Mohammed al-Adnani's death Tuesday, saying only that he was killed while surveying the operations to repel the military campaigns against Aleppo. A U.S. defense official said Adnani was directly involved in recruiting foreign fighters and also directed Islamic State's major attacks outside of its stronghold. This is VOA News. Turkey says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. Turkey launched the offensive last week, targeting Islamic State militants as well as U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters that the Turkish government considers linked to Kurdistan Workers' Party rebels at home. Clashes between the Turks and Kurds have further complicated an already complex situation in Syria, where the government has received support from Iran, Russia, and Lebanon-based Hezbollah militants, while the U.S. and other Western powers-backed rebel fighters. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told reporters, "Until terrorist groups and threats against our borders and citizens are removed, our operation will continue." The State Department says it is evaluating a video released by the Afghan Taliban showing a Canadian man and his American wife warning that their Afghan captors will kill them and their children unless the Kabul government ends its executions of Taliban prisoners. The video, which has not been independently verified by the Associated Press, from where this report comes, shows Canadian Joshua Boyle and American Caitlin Coleman, who were kidnapped in Afghanistan in 2012, calling on Canada and the U.S. to pressure the Afghan government into changing its policy on executing captured Taliban prisoners. The future of the U.S. rebalance to the Asia-Pacific remains uncertain as Barack Obama makes his final visit to the region as president. Obama will tackle a range of issues at the G20 summit in China. After that, he'll head to Laos for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and East Asia Summit. White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
On his 11th and final trip as U.S. president to Asia, Obama's plan to position America as a regional leader hinges on whether he can sell the Trans-Pacific Partnership at home.
Well, right now I'm president, and I'm for it. And I think I've got the better argument.
He must persuade Congress to ratify the 12-nation pact called TPP. But he faces huge resistance during this presidential election year, with both major candidates speaking out against the pact.
We will withdraw from the deal before that deal can ever, ever, ever happen.
I oppose it now. I'll oppose it after the election, and I'll oppose it as president.
Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump is taking his first foreign trip as the Republican presidential nominee today, soon to land in Mexico, a nation he derided as the home of rapists and criminals as he launched his campaign. He was invited by Mexico's president.
That's the latest world news from VOA.